Friends, once again, it's time for another epic preaching time. It's your most right, Reverend Billy Joel Paymore of the Real Deal Free Will Full Gospel Assembly here on the Frontage Road in Spindale, North Carolina. Today's topic, atheist. Now, I read the other day on the Fox News website some very mean-spirited comments about atheists by people proclaiming themselves to be Christian, wanting atheists to be killed and burned and have violent things done to them. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that is wrong. That is so very, very wrong. Because if you want to get through to the atheist, you got to bring them into the churches. You got to invite them. Say, hey, come see what you are missing out on. Come see our church and give our church a try. Give the Lords of Coal a try. Give the Flying Spaghetti Monster a try. Give Valen a try. Give Brian Cohen of Nazareth a try in our church, where we welcome everybody. If you're a Reformed Jew, you're welcome. If you're a Jedi believer in the Force, come on down. If you believe Elvis Presley is your Lord and Savior, come on down. If you believe some alien God is your Lord and Savior, come on down. As long as you tithe and participate in the weekly Sunday suppers after service, bring a nice covered dish, because all us Real deal, free will, full gospel assembly members love to eat, as you can tell. Yeah, we love to eat. So, come on down. We don't care if you don't believe in God or not. You know, I just like to talk to people and run my mouth all day long about nothing, probably, or just something I ever thought of, you know. I guess you can figure that out by here. Now, everybody's wondering, why you bring up all these strange references, most right Reverend? And I say, well, I get them from pop culture, the good stuff, not the bad stuff like I talked about in the last sermon. So I want to thank Valen for Joe Straczynski for Babylon 5. I want to thank the Lords of Cole for the new Battlestar Galactica, because the old one sucked, because it was influenced by the evil disco. And disco was destroyed by St. Steve Dahl. Long may he be praised by the lords and gods of rock and roll, because it saved our immortal souls from disco hell back in 1979. Oh, that was a glorious day to see those disco records get blown up at Old Comiskey Park. Praise the gods of rock. That was such a glorious day, brothers and sisters. And of course, disco is still trying to beat itself around, come back into being in some other name and fashion. But rock and roll is forevermore, ladies and gentlemen. Praise to the Lords of Coal, Valen, and all the other fictitious guys out there. The Flying Spaghetti Monster, because we all hear the Real Deal Full Free Will Full Gospel Assembly love Italian food, especially spaghetti. Yum, yum, yum. We like Mexican. We like a lot of things. We like to eat here. That's fun. It's delicious. It's God's bounty to us, and we love to partake of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to this satirical bit of fun I'm doing, ripping on Eric Epic Mealtime and all that. I hope I didn't offend you or anything like that. I just having a little bit of fun here, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm bored to death here. I want you all to go forth today and eat one of them nice burrito supremes or 99-cent at Taco Bell. They're real good. So, good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.